Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. Our mission is to see a world well-led. And our strategy to get there? To empower leaders like you to lead every day. So let's get to work.
When it comes to your team, who's responsible for developing the next generation of leaders? It's an important question and one we don't think about maybe enough. Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. I'm Randy Gravett.
And I'm Mark Miller.
And Mark, we're diving into some questions here. Yesterday, we started talking about what if we don't have the right people on our team. If you missed that, by the way, go back and check that out. But today, this next question came in, who's responsible to develop the next generation of leaders? And I love it when they give us these questions that are, this is a complex question, right?
Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
It really is.
Because the more I think about it, there's several answers to this. And I wish it were easier, but yeah, I think first and foremost, individuals must own their own development. You can't delegate that. You can't, if you're in an organization that doesn't support your training, education, and development, you don't get a pass. You've got to figure it out on your own.
You can't blame like whoever.
You can't blame. You got to do it yourself. Yeah. You have to own it. Now, there's also a tremendous amount of value-added activities that organizations can do. I would even suggest that you could have a strategy as an organization that you want to build a leadership culture. And we've defined that historically is a place where leaders are routinely and systematically developed and you have a surplus. And then finally, just who owns the responsibility for developing the next generation of leaders? If you're trying to build a leadership culture, I would say someone in the organization needs to own that process and be accountable. So who owns next generation leadership development? It's complicated.
Yeah. I like the word they put there, who's responsible for it. I just would remind leaders that ultimately the leader is responsible for it. I mean,
yeah, that's a pretty straightforward way to think about it.
The leader is, and that's probably more simplistic than simple, but I think the leader has got to make a decision that we're going to have a leadership culture. We're going to build this and we're going to invest in it. We work with leaders. I mean, our company used to work with leaders who a CEO says, we're going to have this kind of environment. And you know, we got people running billion-dollar companies, some of them that are like, I can't be in the weeds on this. I need to have somebody do that.
Right.
You can have an outside organization help you with that. All kind of ways to think about it. But ultimately, that leadership team, when you think about growing leaders, I've heard you say this before. Anytime I won't say it the way you did, but if there's a problem to be solved or an opportunity to be had, we need a leader. You gotta have a leader that you can put on it. And if you're not building leaders, you don't have a list of emerging leaders that are ready to take on something. Mm-hmm. Your capacity is going to be squished at that point where you don't have somebody that can handle that. And if you've not been developing them all along, you don't have this process, this leadership culture in place that's growing, then all of a sudden you're going to have to say no to some things. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot on the line here with this question. It's a great question.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, the leader and leaders need to be strategic and they need to be intentional. Far too many organizations are using the process that, quite frankly, Chick-fil-A used 30, 40 years ago. Mm. And I think this is common in small organizations. So this is not a criticism. I think it's a function of the relative size and complexity. But when you've just got a dozen people in an organization, you don't think strategically, nor maybe do you need to, about developing leaders. Leaders tend to emerge. Mm-hmm. And they learn a lot the way I learned a lot by just hanging around with some really good leaders because we did have some proximity. I got to sit around a table with our senior leadership team. There were only 16 of us. Mm. With the CEO, with the executive vice president, with the chief financial officer. I'm having lunch with these folks. Okay, that works at a certain scale and a certain scope, but you will outgrow that.
Yeah.
And then you've got to think more systemically.
Yeah.
About how do you raise up the next generation? So always on the lookout for them, but don't count on immersion and osmosis. That was our process for many, many years.
Yeah, that's good. And I like also the warning to the organization or the team who says we don't have a spot for, and we don't need to develop somebody because we don't have a spot for them. I hear this all the time. People are like, well, we don't have another, you know, Jimmy's in the organization and there's nowhere for him to be promoted, so he's just going to have to be here. You want Jimmy growing. I mean, you want him developing. And at some point, you probably are going to have something that needs a leader. And then now Jimmy's ready.
If you're growing, you're going to need more leaders.
You're going to need more leaders.
You're going to need more leaders. And if you're going to have opportunities.
That's right.
And you're going to have problems.
That's right.
Because Jimmy can lead a task force or a project team.
That's exactly right.
Or Jimmy can develop a new product.
A temporary project. Or
in a project, right.
Yeah.
As not part of his core job responsibilities.
Yeah.
Let him practice.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so not a shorter episode today, but as you think about it, you've got to make a decision. Are we going to have a leadership culture or not? And if you do, you're going to have a place where leaders are being built, they're being developed. That next generation of leaders is ready. And here's what I've noticed. If we don't have this, you're going to lose them. They're going to leave at some point, your team, if they don't have the opportunity, especially if you have all-stars that you've recruited and that talent stuff we talked about. You've got really great talented people, and you don't give them opportunities to grow, you're going to lose them. People don't leave teams. They leave leaders who don't understand the importance of helping people grow. It's really important. All right, come back next week. We're going to have some more questions for you, some team questions to help you have the best team you can. You really do have an opportunity here to be a better leader if you've got the people around you that can help you go where you're trying to go. Remember, the best leaders lead every day. Hope you'll spend some time with your mama this weekend if she's still around. That'd be great. All right. See you guys.